Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. Wisconsin First Nations have a rich history in the state, and this is particularly true in the Northwoods. There are many ways of looking at history, and understanding our past through the perspective of Native Americans is not only useful, it is necessary in order to have a complete record of the Northwoods story. For example, the life of Rose Johnson gives an illuminating illustration of what life during the first half of the 20th century was like both for the rural poor and for Native Americans. Rose Johnson was born on December 28, 1896 at Bearskin Lake near Harshaw. Her father, John Escanaba, was a member of the Potawatomi tribe, and her mother counted both French and Chippewa in her ancestry. When Rose was still a toddler, her family moved north and settled in a cabin near Star Lake. Unfortunately, there was a tuberculosis scare in the North Woods in the late 1890s. Government officials stepped in to aid in eradicating the disease, but were a bit more callous with Native Americans. Officials burned John Escanaba's cabin to the ground and forced the family to relocate to a land grant near Crandon. The family was unhappy in the new location, and sometime before 1905, Escanaba traded some ponies for 40 acres of land on Partridge Lake. Escanaba died in 1905, and Rose's mother married a Menominee named Jackson. The family continued living in the Partridge Lake cabin, grew most of their own food, and cooked outside. When Rose married Pete Johnson, they built a second cabin on the land near her parents' place. Eventually, Rose's mother passed on, and Rose and Pete inherited the 40 acres. In the 1950s, the federal government adopted a policy of tribal termination, and part of the overall policy was to reclaim land from supposed squatters. When Rose's father traded ponies to a local logger for his 40 acres of land, it was done verbally. There was no written deed. Rose and Pete Johnson were deemed squatters on land that they had lived on for over 50 years. Nevertheless, the family had provided shelter to local mail carriers and helped resort owners fight forest fires over the years. The family was well liked, and local residents banded together with local lawyer Walter Grunke to help Rose and Pete Johnson keep their 40 acres. Rose continued living on her father's land till she died at the age of 80 in February 1977. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.